Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
And today I'm excited to bring the Word of God to you in this amazing new series entitled Fear Not, a series in which we will encourage you not to fear, but to trust in God for all things. So let's pray, shall we? And Father, I thank you that your Word is life, your Word is hope, your Word is healing. I pray and ask that in your holy name, O God, you will let the word go out with simplicity, with clarity, but in the profoundness of your Holy Spirit. So anoint your servant and bless your hearers in Jesus' name. And every one of us say amen and amen and amen. So 2 weeks ago, Pastor Julius and Eddie just set us up and just had a pastoral conversation around fear not. So today I want to just pick up on that and tell you, fear not, because God is in control. And my key text to launch us off into the message today is Psalm 46 and verse 10, which simply reads this: Be still and know that I am the Lord. I will be exalted in the nations, and I will be exalted on the earth. And that says the Lord. And that's what God told the children of Israel in Psalm 46. And I want to encourage you from that particular portion, because you see, when God says be still, it's simply this: rest in the assurance that I am the sovereign Lord. He's simply telling you, have a quiet confidence in who I am, because I am the God who is in control. So essentially, be still and know that I am the Lord. God is actually saying, fear not, because I am in control. And you will see this come to pass in your life. Now, to illustrate that story, to illustrate the fact that God is in control, I want to use a story that we're all familiar with. And that is the children of Israel just before they crossed the Red Sea. So after God hit the nation of Egypt with the 10 plagues and the final plague of the loss of the firstborn children in the house, Pharaoh released the children of Israel to go. And as they went their way, the Bible tells us so clearly that God hardened his heart and Pharaoh pursued the children of Israel. Even in hardening Pharaoh's heart, God was proving that he is in control, as we shall see a little bit later on. And so Pharaoh pursues them. And as he's pursuing them, the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near the children of Israel, they lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they say to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us this way, to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. I want us to recognize something here. There was a literal threat on the lives of the Israelites. So evidently and naturally, the natural response to that threat is fear. And they were afraid. The Bible says they were greatly afraid. But you see, what fear does when you allow it to take a hold of your heart is that it causes you to lose perspective. You can lose the vision that God has for you. You can give up on life. Because of fear, you can give up on dreaming. Because of fear, you can give up on God. Because of fear, you can even easily lose your faith in God. Because of fear, you can easily go back into bondage, because that's the comfort that you have, because of fear. And that is why God consistently throughout the Bible tells his people, tells individuals, fear not. And right here, through Moses, God says this: do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. This is an expounded, be still and know that I am God. Fear not. Fear not, and watch the fact that God is in control, that God is going to fight for you. Watch and see that God is in charge of all things. So fear not, because God is in control. And the verse that follows right after that in 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And indeed, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. In other words, they will know that I am the God who is in control of the universe. Because Egypt was the superpower of the day and Pharaoh was exalted as a god, God came down to not only to deliver Israel, but to prove to the nations and to Israel and to you and I today that he is the God who is in control. He is the God who has the final say and the final authority. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. The pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Right there, friends. Right there, friends. God demonstrated that he is the God who is in charge. No matter your situation, no matter what the enemy may want to do in your life, for as long as God is with you and God is on your side, he will be in charge of your circumstance. He is in control. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind over the night and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. You see, God could have led the children of Israel around the Red Sea on dry ground, but he chose to lead them through the Red Sea. Why? That he might demonstrate not only to Pharaoh, not only to the Egyptians, not only to the Jews and the Israelites, but also to us today, that he is the God who is in control of all things. He is the creator of all things. The seas will obey him. The waters will obey him. So God is in control. God can move a mountain for you. God can move a river for you. God can dry a river for you, so that you would know that he is in charge and he is in control. He is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Wow. Fear not, because God is in control. So how do you respond to this? How do you respond to this? Three things for you to consider. One, take him at his word. Take God at his word. The Egyptians, for starters, did something very simple. They had to believe God when Moses said, walk into the river. Walk. Move forward. They had to obey. And they moved forward into the river. There's a story that I want to use in the New Testament to bring this forth for you. It's the story of Paul. In Acts chapter 27, while Paul is being led to Rome, the Bible tells us that there arose a great tempest. There arose a great storm that beat on the sea. And the Bible says in verse 20, now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. Friends, you see, that's the thing about fear. That's the thing when there is uncertainty. That's the thing about when there's insecurity. It breeds fear, all kinds of fear. It could be the fear of dying, could be the fear of bad health, it could be the fear of finances, it could be the fear of provision, it could be the fear of your children's future, it could be the fear of your business, it could be the fear, I mean, you name whatever fear it is. And under the circumstances we're living in this day and age, where there's this corona situation and the effects around us, fear seems to be taking a hold and people are losing hope. But verse 21, Paul says, but after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them, said, men, you should have listened to me and not sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart. In other words, do not fear, for there will be no loss of life among you. Why was Paul so confident of this? In verse 23, he says, for there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and I serve. And the angel of the Lord said, do not be afraid. God recognized the anxiety that was in Paul and also the rest of the people in the ship. God knows that anxieties will come. God knows that these fears will come. God knows that these cares will come. And God knows when you're going through it, even in this moment. But he shows up, and today he says to you, as he says to Paul, do not fear. I'm in control. Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Can you imagine? Even just that one believer on that ship, just one believer in that family, because of your faith in God, God can work for the whole family. So be not afraid. Then Paul tells him in verse 25, therefore take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told to me. Paul took God at his word. To believe is to take God at his word and say to yourself, because God has said it, so I believe. Take God at his word. What has God said to you? What has God spoken to you about? Maybe you were reading the scriptures and God said something. Take it. As I was talking to a friend and a lady, a member of the congregation, whose husband was picked up in an ambulance and taken to hospital because he needed oxygen as a result of the COVID infection, she said all hell broke loose in her. Every form of panic, fear, anxiety, everything just kept running. She thought about him dying and everything that would happen if he had died. And she began screaming in the house, and she couldn't hold her mind together. And in that moment, she turned that moment and cried out to the Lord. And in that moment, God gave her a word. And she said, Pastor, when God gave me the word, Psalm 124, which says, if the Lord was not on your side, the enemy would have utterly destroyed you. She said, God, I take you at that word that you are on my side. And this is what she said. She actually said, we need to learn to look for God's voice in the midst of chaos and anxiety. What is God saying in your chaos right now? What's God saying in that anxiety right now? Take him at his word. Because Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he promised and not fulfilled? Has he spoken and not acted? You can take God at his word because God is faithful to fulfill his word. Trust him. Take him at his word. But secondly, because God is in control, cast all your anxieties on him. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says this, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. You see, to know how much God cares for you, you need to be able to look at Jesus. To be able to know how much God cares for you, you need to know what Jesus did while he was on earth. In fact, Romans 8 tells us this, if God did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us all, how much more will he, along with Jesus, give us all things when we ask of him? Essentially, what the scripture is telling us there is that we need to learn to bring everything to God in prayer. We need to learn to let go of those anxieties. I'm reminded of a story of this lady who was carrying luggage on her head. And as she was walking by the road, there was a gentleman who had a pickup who came by alongside her and recognized she was carrying quite a bit of a luggage and decided to help her. And so he offered to have a seat in the cabin of the pickup, but she refused. She decided to sit on the back side, the open side, the open side of the pickup. And when she sat there, she kept on carrying her luggage on the head. They told her to put it down. She said, no, this is mine. Friends, this is what I want you to know. We need to learn to cast. We need to learn to let go. You see, to cast means to throw away with violence, to throw away with force, getting rid of something. You need to get rid of that anxiety. How do you do that? Cast all your anxieties unto the Lord. Cast those fears unto the Lord because God is in control and he cares for you. Philippians 4:6-7 says this, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto the Lord, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Essentially, casting all your anxieties to God means take everything to God in prayer because God cares for you. Psalm 34 says this, I sought the Lord, that's verse 4, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Cast all your anxieties unto the Lord because he is in control and he will deliver you. Verse 6 of 34 says, this poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Cast all your anxieties unto the Lord. Verse 17 of 34 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Take everything to God in prayer. Remain in a place of prayer. Cast your burdens, cast your fears to the Lord because he is in control. I know you're worried about tomorrow. I know you're worried where your next food is going to come from. You might be worried about the next salary. You might be worried about losing your job. You maybe even right now you are anxious because you have lost your parents to COVID or to any other thing. Maybe even right now you have lost the person who was the breadwinner in the home or the anchor in your family and you're wondering, God, what's going to happen to us? Child of God, I want to tell you this. Turn your focus to God. Release those anxieties to the Lord because he cares for you. Wow. I said I would show you how God cared for us. The Bible tells in Romans 5 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God cared enough to send his son Jesus to us and for us to pay the price for our sins. So that when we put our faith in him, we may have eternal life. If God could do that, how much more will he give you all things? You who put your faith in him. Cast your anxieties to the Lord. But the third thing I need you to consider is this. Because God is in control, be patient in faith. Be patient in faith. There is no better example of this in the Bible than the person of Abraham. Romans 4 tells us this, 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope. There was no reason to believe, but against all hope, Abraham believed. So he became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. You see, friends, every time God says fear not, there is a promise to it. And so when you take God at his word and you cast your anxieties to him, you need to walk the journey of faith. The journey of being patient in trusting God to bring his word to pass. You need to walk that journey. Abraham walked that journey for 25 years before he beheld Isaac in his hands. Patient in faith. Don't give up. Even when discouragement may come your way, remember the promise of God to you. Remember the promise of God to you. Remember the promise of God. Because he who promised is faithful. So be patient in faith because God is in control. His timing is perfect. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes that in due season, God makes all things beautiful. So be patient. Don't be anxious about when you're getting married. Don't be anxious about if you're going to have a child. Don't be anxious about where you're going to get food from. You know what? Because God is faithful. Be patient in faith. I love a scripture in Hebrews 11 and 36. It's really one of the scriptures that encourages me all the time. It says this, Hebrews 10, 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. What has God promised you? What word has God given you? What word has the Lord placed in your laps and allow you to have this day? What word? Be patient in faith. And therefore today I want to encourage you, because God is in control, fear not. Do not give in to fear. Fear will come. Worries may come. But learn this one thing. Take God at His word. What has God said about your situation? What has He said? Listen to His voice in that situation. Fear not, because God is in control. Therefore, cast all your cares to Him, because He cares for you. Stay in a place of prayer. Trust the Lord. And thirdly, do not be afraid, because God is in control. Therefore, remain in a place of patient faith. And as you do that, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Remember, God said this, Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the heavens. I will be exalted on the earth. God will exalt Himself in your situation today. Take a hold of His word, cast your cares to Him, and be patient in faith. Having said that, I want to conclude with a story. The story of when Jesus was in the boat with His disciples. The Bible says that Jesus was in the stern. He was asleep in the boat. And when the storm came and the storm hit, and that the people in the boat, His disciples, were so afraid, they ran to Jesus and said, Jesus, don't you worry that we are going to die. Jesus gets up and rebukes the wind. He said this, peace, be still. He spoke to the wind. And the disciples said, who is this who even the wind obey? But Jesus said this to them, up to now, I mean, you had faith. Don't you believe? I want to ask you this question. Knowing that God cares for you by giving us His Son, Jesus, have you believed in Him? Is Jesus in your life? Think about that boat as your life. Is Jesus in your life? Do you have faith in Jesus? Have you believed in Jesus? Even as we talk about fear not, the anchor of fearing not, the anchor of your faith needs to be Jesus. Would you make that decision today and put your faith in Jesus? If you're making that decision, I want you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, whom you sent because you care for us, that He would die for us. Father, forgive me of all my sins. I repent of them today. Make me your child in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just made that prayer and you have meant it from the bottom of your heart and you've received Jesus into your life, today you are a child of God. Thank you so much for being a part of the service today. And I pray that you will take a hold of the word today. Fear not, because God is in control.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.